Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in this holiday weekend on 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Well, while many shows are taking off the weekend, we're giving you a full live hour this evening. We're going to kick things off with recording artist Belle Rivera. She's back with us to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also to introduce her brand new single, Who You Are. At 30 minutes past the hour, we have the men of the conversation, comedian Sid Delaney, resident chef Bruce Treader, and also best-selling author Elliot Katz. They'll be here to give you the news of the week from the male perspective, so you can look forward to that for those joining us both on the radio side as well as online. Again, a great hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, Belle Rivera is back with us. And Belle, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, look, I was telling you before we went live here, it feels like you're part of the family now, so we're glad to definitely have you back, and thank you so much for spending part of your holiday weekend with us. We're going to be listening to the new single, Who You Are, here in a moment, but I want to begin the conversation kind of where we ended last time. I think every time there's something new that happens in any of our lives, it's an exciting feeling. Now that you're promoting the new single, Who You Are, what has it been like for you to be able to get the response from the new music?
It's a really great and positive response that I've been getting from everyone. So, of course, for me, it just inspires me just to write more. I mean, honestly, after everything has been, you know, hitting the web and hitting the radio, I've honestly been writing at least 5 songs a day. Just the inspiration has just been coming, and it just, I mean, it feels great.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about the inspiration, and we talk a great deal about, you know, how it all begins, you know, where does this come from? When you look at what you do write about and what you share, and I think it's true even in this song we'll hear today, do you find that just living your life, that is really what provides a lot of the information for you and the material for you?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I feel like, you know, as a person, I've grown up. I feel like growing up is, you know, a work in progress every single day. I'm not perfect, but, you know, I do feel like I do want to model myself as the woman that I am, not a woman that, you know, people might think I am or assume that I am. So I feel like I want to reflect that in my music, and I really feel like I try to be as genuine as I can using, you know, my own personal experience for my writings.
Yeah, I like that you said that, Belle, because I think, you know, and we talk about also on this show how it's so difficult, I think, regardless of what profession you're in, to really be you. I think, you know, even in school, you know, you're kind of pressured into a certain clique or a group. Do you find that, you know, because you're so comfortable with who you are, that makes it even more easier for you not to be swayed by others and not to let them define who you are?
I definitely feel like it's almost like a catch-22. I mean, I do feel comfortable in my own skin, but I do feel like, you know, when you have your morals and values and, you know, you're taking a stand for who you are, it's actually a lot harder because I feel like, you know, you're spending a lot more of your time sometimes defending that as a person, and, you know, it also makes it difficult. But at the same time, I feel like because I'm comfortable with myself, it, you know, it reflects in everything that I do, so that way when I, you know, sit back, relax, come home, I can say, you know what, this was me. It wasn't influenced by anyone else, and I did what I wanted to do at the end of the day, and it was wholeheartedly.
Well, you know what? You can't ask for more than that, Belle. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Belle Rivera. I was asking her about the new single, what it's been like for her to be able to get the response from it, but also just about the inspiration of it all. She was sharing with us, you know, she's been writing literally every day. And, you know, as far as the inspiration goes, not only, you know, life experiences, but also being true to who she is as an individual. So because you talk about that truth, Belle, let's go back a little bit, especially for those who may not have heard our first conversation.
Okay.
You know, when you look at what you've accomplished now, I mean, it seems to come so easy for you. But when did you first realize that music was this vehicle for you to not only travel throughout the world, you know, basically online and also in person, but also to be able to share your voice and who you are with people?
Well, you know, the reasons for my writings started with the passing of my grandma when I was 4, and after that it was just a continuum to be able to keep that happiness and that love that she gave to me alive. And I feel like after that, you know, just everything, my everyday life and just the people that I meet, the experiences that I've gone through, and just my maturity as a woman every day, I feel like is just everything to me, and it, you know, it shows in my music, because I just feel that everything is an inspiration for me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm one of the individuals who, of course, keep up with you online, and one of the things I see quite a bit are you hanging out with your friends and the smile that you have on your face when you're out with them.
Oh.
How much does that kind of help to balance things out? Because I think sometimes when you're a part of a world that, you know, that is so hyped, and sometimes can be so dramatic, how important is it for you to surround yourself with that inner circle of friends and family that know you the best?
Oh, my goodness. It's the best feeling in the entire world. My group of friends, I have a close-knit of about 6 best friends, and we actually refer to ourselves as the HTC in New Jersey, but it just really feels good to sit back and relax with people that understand me as a person, that I don't have to, you know, pretend to be someone else, or I don't have to be, you know, worried about being judged. And I mean, it's a really good time when we're all together. And I also feel like they're inspiration to me, because, you know, sometimes in life we get down, and a lot of people can say that you don't need people, but I mean, in reality, we all need each other. And I feel like it's always a good thing to, you know, support one another in a positive way. So that's definitely what they bring to me, and I love them to death.
Yeah. I mentioned the internet and, of course, Facebook. When you look at what you've been able to do and the amount of time you've been able to do it, Belle, do you feel as though the internet has definitely helped you to reach individuals faster and to get more of that real-time feedback because it is so instantaneous?
Well, definitely. I mean, I feel like the media is a big help in my career, especially right now. I'm finishing my bachelor's in psychology. This is my last semester. You know, I was working full-time. I was, you know, all over the place pretty much, also trying to do some stuff, promotion for my music, for other people's music, and also, you know, volunteering. So I feel like the internet is just such an easy access to get yourself out there, get people to know you, also to, you know, meet other people and get a feel of, you know, how people see the music industry and the feedback. I mean, it's instant, you know, and I just feel like without it, I feel like a lot of the artists wouldn't even really be heard, I guess you can say.
Right, right. And so, you know, you talk about, of course, getting out there and of course, being able to share. There, you know, we have sometimes, I think, Belle, a misconception about what it takes to make it. You know, the type of person that makes it. There's some who think you have to look a certain way, you have to sound a certain way, you have to be like somebody else, kind of what we were talking about earlier. There are a lot of young women especially, I think, that feel the pressure because, you know, we hear about these stories of individuals being taken advantage of and, you know, and feeling those they have to do things, you know, just to be able to be heard or be seen. How do you help, without maybe, you know, being preachy, but how do you help just by your own example, do you think? Show young women not only what is possible for them, but the way that it can be possible for them.
Well, I feel as if success comes from being yourself. I mean, because at the end of the day, you can be at the highest peak of your dream, and if you're not doing it the way you would want to do it, and if you're not yourself, it really doesn't matter. So I feel as an artist, I want people to see me as a person first, and get to know me, you know, that I'm so serious about my music, but as a person, I'm silly, I'm goofy, I like to have a good time, I like to laugh and smile, I don't feel like, you know, certain things should be taken so seriously. I take myself seriously, of course, but I feel like I do everything in a way that's not media-based. I feel like I don't need to dress a certain way or act a certain way, I just want to be myself, and I feel like that success is enough because I'm being myself. And I feel like I just try to tell the people that I meet, especially young women, that, you know, you don't need to be a certain way, you don't need to be a certain size, you don't need to be a certain persona to make it.
Right. Right. And I think that's really good points, and it's points that people need to hear from individuals like you, Belle, because you're the one that's out there being seen, and so of course they're going to be able to, I think, listen to you and also respect what you have to say because you're doing what they want to do. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Belle Rivera, and we've been talking about the sharing of music and the loving of music. We're going to actually get into some of the music here, Belle. The new single is Who You Are. Talk to us about it and how it came about.
Who You Are is just, it's one of my favorite tracks just for the simple reason that, I mean, it's you know, the message is right there. It's who you are. I feel it's just a song about following your dreams and not letting anyone stand in your way, not letting anyone tell you how to feel about your dream. And I feel like that's the most important because I feel like a lot of people are soul searching, but they don't look for themselves first. They look at the approval of others to find out who they are, and I think that's where a lot of people get it wrong. So that's definitely the message I wanted to put in the song.
All right. Well, since we have you here with us, Belle, we're definitely going to talk to you more about the single, but why don't you go ahead and introduce it for our listeners?
Hey, hi, everyone. This is Belle Rivera, and this is my new single, Who You Are.
For everybody who wants to live and do right, this is for you. Don't tell me that dreaming is just for deceiving, 'cause I've got my own mind, baby. Hey, don't tell me that I don't. Please tell me I won't, 'cause I beg to differ with you. Let us know who I am. Do you know who you are? You might have come a long way, but you don't see the stars, baby. If you'll excuse me, that's where I'm heading to my destiny. Hey, do you feel me? Do you feel me? Do you feel me? This is how it is, let me bring you back. You might swag new school, but some old school tactics, I got it, baby, they just don't end. So I refuse to take to your condescending atmosphere. Remember, things don't always appear to be seen the way they are. I'm no one to win, I'm my own star. I'm my own star. I'm my own star. Don't tell me that love is just not enough, 'cause I've got my own, my baby. Don't tell me that I can't dance to who not dance in the limelight that's rightfully mine, mine. The truth is I could kill. Take to your condescending atmosphere. Remember, things don't always appear to be seen the way they are. I'm no one to win. I'm my own star. I'm my own star. I'm my own star. By far. Don't tell me that dreaming is just for deceiving, 'cause I've got do you feel me? Do you feel me?
That was Belle Rivera with Who You Are here on Conversations Live. We actually are speaking with the artist today. She's been sharing with us a little bit about the journey and the inspiration. And, you know, you shared with us, Belle, that, you know, writing kind of became your way after the death of your grandmother at the age of four, and being able to be able to share and let your feelings out that way. When you look at now what you're able to do with a song like Who You Are, which really does speak to, I think, kind of what we've been talking about this whole show, and that is about being your own star and realizing who you are and the gift that you have. When you hear songs like that, how does that encourage you along your way when things may not be going exactly the way you might plan? How does a song like Who You Are help to keep you motivated and inspired?
Honestly, I mean, it's pretty simple. I feel like it's just a reminder of my path and, you know, the journey that I've already accomplished and, you know, the things that I still want to accomplish. Is just a constant reminder that I'm doing my dream and I'm pursuing my dream, and I'm completely happy. So it's like, even if I'm down, it's just a constant reminder that, hey, Belle, you know, you're doing what you want to do and you can do it. And it's just that great encouragement, even if it's my song or someone else's, or just, you know, any possible positive thought. It's just that constant reminder.
Yeah, the constant reminder. And again, it's a constant reminder that all of us, I think, can use, and just to know exactly what is possible for all of you. And there is Belle Rivera sharing it in her music. So when individuals are listening to your songs, I mean, no matter what it might be, a song like Who You Are, one of your other tracks, Belle, what do you hope they're able to take away from Belle as the artist? I mean, we talked about the messaging, but when people, you know, when it comes to certain artists, there are things that you come to expect. You know, if you're popping in a certain artist, you think, okay, this one's going to put me in this frame of mind, or this one's going to help me kind of deal with this. When people mention your name, what do you hope they're able to think about and expect from you as an artist?
Well, I would hope talent in some kind of way, and I would also hope that they're touched in some, you know, form, and I, you know, I hope that through my music they can look at me as a genuine artist who's not just passionate about experience in life, but also about my music, that I do take it 100% seriously.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that's one of the main goals, I think, for all of us. Belle Rivera, everyone, is our guest again, sharing with us a part of her story as well as new music from her Who You Are as a single. Belle, how can our listeners be able to stay in contact with you, as well as how can they get the new music from you?
Well, my EPs are available on ReverbNation.com/Belle Rivera. I also have a YouTube page, Miss DG Honey. I'm also promoting my Music Positivity and Love page on Facebook. That's a great way to contact me if you guys want to search that. And, you know, hopefully I can hear from everyone.
All right. And, Belle, last question to you. I mean, really goes back to kind of summing up this conversation, but doing it for our listeners, for those that are tuning in, and that is about pursuing their own passion in spite of. As I mentioned, everything does not always go the way that we want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to them about the importance of not allowing those down times to keep them from enjoying the good times?
Well, I feel that at the end of the day, everyone's going to have something to say about, you know, what you want to do and how you want to do it, whether it's positive or negative. And at the end of the day, if your heart's in it and it coincides with your mind and your dreams, just go for it and do everything that you can. Work hard. Remember that to follow your dreams, it's not just to sit and talk about it. It's to make a difference and actually go out and do something.
I think that's great advice and a great reminder for all of us, Belle. Belle, again, congratulations to you. As
Thank
Belle
you so
said,
much.
You can find her on Reverb Nation. Just look up, look for her there on Reverb Nation, Belle Rivera there. And also you can find her YouTube channel as well. Be able to check her out there, as well as on Facebook, as you mentioned. You can keep up with her there as well. So, Belle, we're looking forward to the next conversation. Until then, we hope you'll stay blessed and looking forward to next time.
Thank you so much. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
All right, you do the same thing, Belle. We're going to take a break here and get ready for our next segment. But before we do that, let me tell you, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation with Belle, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. There you'll be able to get it for free. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available there on both of those pages. All you have to do is go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/ CAWEB4, that's CAWEBB, the number 4. And on Twitter, you can find me at Cyrus Webb. That's CYRUSWEBB. Again, just click on the link. It'll be able to take you to it. Going to take a break here, as I said. Remember, at 30 minutes past the hour, we have the men of the conversation. We'll be here to talk about the news of the week. Of course, they'll be focusing a lot of attention on the RNC convention that just happened. What they saw were the highlights. And also looking forward to the DNC convention, what they think you'll be able to take away from that. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.